Te puede ver que es un joven.
And as you can see, he's a young man.
Te puede ver que los viejos se visten. Mire cómo se visten los viejos.
Look how the old people dress.
Y mire cómo se visten los jóvenes.
And look how the youth dress.
No me miren a mí, no me miren a mí. Yo estoy en el medio.
I'm in the middle.
Pero damos gracias al Señor.
So we thank the Lord.
Porque no somos religiosos.
Because we're not religious.
No es la vestidura.
It's not the dress.
Sino que es lo que hay en el corazón.
But what's in the heart.
Es que damos gracias al Señor.
And we thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Thank you for that introduction, Pastor.
Gracias por esa introducción, Pastor.
I don't know about youth, but
yo no sé de los jóvenes.
Guess you could call me younger.
Me pueden llamar
younger.
Joven.
I was going to wear my Jordans, so I know then you would have said I'm really, really young.
Yo iba a usar mis Jordans, pero iban a decir verdaderamente que joven.
But no, it's a pleasure.
Y es un placer.
It's an honor.
Es un honor.
To be here once again before the church,
delante de la iglesia,
and bringing the word of God,
trayendo la palabra del Señor.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing,
algo maravilloso.
Yet it's a fearful thing,
y algo temeroso,
to bring the word of God,
traer la palabra de Dios,
to you guys today,
a ustedes hoy.
I was having a conversation with my brother Jonathan.
Tenía una conversación con mi hermano Jonathan.
Jonathan Vega.
Jonathan Vega.
He's not here right now. His wife should be giving birth sometime today or tomorrow.
Yo creo que su esposa va a dar a luz hoy o mañana. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. So let's keep them in prayer.
Manténganlo en sus oraciones.
I can't imagine what the woman is going to be going through.
No me puedo imaginar lo que later está pasando this afternoon. La mujer. Esta tarde.
But no, I was having a conversation with my brother Jonathan Vega.
Tenía una conversación con mi hermano Jonathan Vega.
And we were talking about that there's a shift happening.
Que hay un cambio, un movimiento que está aconteciendo.
And I use that word shift. There's something changing in the atmosphere.
Un mover que está cambiando la atmósfera.
A move of the spirit.
Un mover del espíritu.
It's obvious that God is up to something in this place.
Obvio que Dios está moviéndose en este lugar.
We're entering into a new season.
Estamos entrando en otra
as a church.
Como una iglesia.
Yep. We already have been.
Y ya hemos estado.
And we're continuing to move forward in that season.
Y nos estamos moviendo en esa temporada.
Many are coming.
Muchos están llegando.
Many have come. Many will continue
muchos
to come.
Muchos han venido y muchos van a venir.
And they will say, surely God is in this place.
Y podemos decir verdaderamente que Dios está en este lugar.
They will say, the Lord is in this place.
El Señor está en este lugar.
Ooh.
Praise God.
There's a topic that's been on my heart for quite a while now.
Hay un tema que ha estado en mi corazón ya un tiempo.
It's a topic that we don't really hear about too much in the church.
Y un tema que no se habla mucho en las iglesias.
And I say the church, the big C, capital C church.
Y estoy hablando con la iglesia en letra mayúscula.
The universal church.
La iglesia universal.
Especially here in the West.
Y especialmente aquí en el oeste.
In America.
En América.
We don't preach too much on this topic.
No predicamos mucho sobre este tema.
And the topic that I want to talk about today is the fear of the Lord.
Y el tema que quiero hablar hoy es el temor del Señor.
Many say that that's a topic we don't talk about too much.
Y es un tema que no hablamos mucho.
That's a topic that is for the old times, is for the ancianos or the ancient times.
Que pensamos que es para los ancianos, para los tiempos antiguos.
But I believe, church.
Pero yo creo, iglesia.
That in this next season that we're walking into,
que en esta próxima temporada que estamos caminando,
we are going to need a greater level of the fear of the Lord.
Vamos a necesitar un nivel más alto del temor de Dios.
You don't believe me?
¿No me creen?
All right. Let's get into the word.
Vamos a entrar en la palabra.
Proverbs 14:26 says this.
Proverbios 14:26.
For the sake of time, we have a big program today.
Y para evitar el tiempo,
I'll be reading it in English,
y lo voy a leer en inglés,
and we'll have it in Spanish,
y va a estar proyectado en español,
behind me.
Detrás de mí.
I will be using a lot of scripture today.
Y voy a usar muchas escrituras.
So if you have your Bibles,
y si tienen sus Biblias,
maybe it's better to use your phone.
Mejor use su teléfono.
Normally I'm one to say we have to use the Bibles. We need them.
Normalmente yo necesitamos usar la palabra.
So if you're fast with flipping through the pages, please
si rápidos,
go ahead. But if not, use your phone.
La página, usa su teléfono.
Proverbs 14:26 says this: in the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence, and his children will have a refuge. How many children are in the house today? Raise your hand. How many youth and children do we have in the house? I know we should have our youth sitting over here.
Los jóvenes deben estar aquí en este lado.
Right? But they're all over.
Pero están en todo lugar.
See, right. Some of my brothers and sisters that feel youthful, you can raise your hand too.
Hermanos y hermanas que se sienten jóvenes pueden levantar su mano también.
Proverbs 8:13 says,
Proverbios 8:13 dice,
the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil, pride and arrogance, and the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. And Proverbs 29, verse 25 says,
29:25,
the fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. From the Old to the New Testament, we see this command to fear the Lord.
Desde el Viejo Testamento hasta el Nuevo, vemos el tema que hay que temer al Señor.
I believe it's something upwards of hundreds, maybe 400 times that we see in the Old Testament to the New, fear the Lord.
100 o 400 veces vemos temer al Señor.
Or fear God.
O temer a Dios.
Many times we see that that phrase is synonymous, it's used equivalent to trusting in the Lord.
Y vemos que esa frase es como confiar en el Señor.
What is the fear of the Lord?
¿Qué es el temor del Señor?
What does it mean to fear God?
¿Qué es lo que es temer a Dios?
This message today, youth, I really want you to pay attention. I really want you to listen because
quiero que estén atentos, que escuchen.
We're living in a time
estamos viviendo un tiempo
that this doesn't exist.
Que esto no existe.
To fear God is not a thing.
El temer al Señor no es nada.
It doesn't mean anything to the world out there today.
No significa nada para el mundo hoy día.
In fact, they'll say the opposite. They'll tell you, you don't need to fear God.
Muchas veces dicen opuesto, no tiene que temer a Dios.
So what is it to fear God?
¿Y qué es lo que es temer a Dios?
To fear God is to have a humble, deep reverence.
Es tener una humillación profunda al Señor.
Respect.
Respeto.
And awe of God's great power.
Y el maravillarse del poder de Dios.
And authority.
Y su autoridad.
It's to stand before God.
Es pararte delante de Dios.
And recognize.
Y reconocer
that I am just but a man.
Que yo soy simplemente un hombre.
That I come from the dust.
Que yo vengo del polvo.
And back to the dust I return.
Y regreso al polvo.
It's to say that I humble myself before you, God.
Es decir que yo me humillo delante de Dios.
And I recognize that you're greater than me.
Y reconozco que tú eres más grande que yo.
And that you have authority over me.
Y tú tienes autoridad sobre mí.
Over my mind,
sobre mi mente,
over my body,
sobre mi cuerpo,
and over my soul.
Y sobre mi espíritu.
Is there anyone that fears God today?
¿Es alguien que teme a Dios?
Is there anyone in the house of God that says, I fear the Lord?
¿Alguien en la casa que dice, yo le tengo temor al Señor?
I'll continue. Instead of causing someone to be afraid of God,
en vez de tener miedo a Dios,
I want you to pay attention to the words that I'm using today.
Quiero que esté atento a las palabras que estoy usando hoy.
I said, instead of causing someone to be afraid of God,
en vez de tener miedo a Dios,
a proper fear of the Lord,
la correcta temor a Dios,
is not to be afraid of God.
No es que te le tenga miedo.
I'll unpack that.
Y lo voy a desarrollar más.
The fear of the Lord,
el temor del Señor,
it should lead us,
nos debe de guiar,
to love,
amar,
and obey God,
y obedecer a Dios,
and to do everything that He tells us to do,
y hacer todo lo que nos dice que tenemos que hacer.
Is there anyone in the house of God that says, I fear God?
Hay alguien aquí que dice, yo tengo temor a Dios.
Is there anyone in the house of God that say, I tremble before you, God?
Alguien en la casa del Señor que dice, yo tiemblo delante de la presencia de Dios.
I have a lot of scripture for you today, church.
Tengo mucha escritura para usted, iglesia.
So I'm going to be moving forward quickly.
Y voy para adelante.
I want to make it clear again.
Lo quiero ser claro.
To fear God is not to be scared of God.
El temer a Dios no es tener miedo.
No, it's not to be scared of God.
No tener miedo a Dios.
It's to love God.
Es amar a Dios.
It's to respect God.
Es respetar a Dios.
It's to trust in God.
Es confiar en Dios.
We don't fear God. We're not afraid of God.
No tenemos miedo a Dios.
The way we are afraid of certain things on this earth.
Como tenemos miedo a algunas cosas aquí en la tierra, en
right?
el mundo.
So some of us, many of us have fears of heights. Who is scared of heights, grand heights?
A la altura.
So I got two hands over there waving at me. Who is fear, is afraid of snakes?
O tiene temor a las culebras.
Who is some fear afraid of snakes?
Tiene temor a las culebras, serpientes.
Amen. Clowns?
Los payasos.
Some of us are afraid of clowns.
Temor a los payasos.
What about frogs?
Y los sapos.
Or to fear God,
temer a Dios,
is not to fear God,
y no temer a Dios,
be afraid of God,
o tener miedo a Dios.
The same way that our pastor's baseball team, the Orioles, is afraid of playing the New York Yankees.
Como los Orioles tienen miedo a jugar los Yankees.
Discipline for me.
Discipline.
Sorry, Pastor, I had to.
Perdón, Pastor.
I had to.
Tuve que hacerlo.
A healthy fear of God will include this.
El temor de Dios que es saludable incluye esto.
It includes the fear of the consequences of being disobedient to God.
El tener temor de la consecuencia de ser desobediente a Dios.
A healthy fear of God causes us to take Him seriously.
Ser saludable del temor de Dios es tomar las cosas en serio.
It causes us to take His word seriously.
De tomar
church.
Su palabra en serio.
That we don't just read the word flippantly and we see the word.
Que no simplemente leemos la palabra de Dios rápidamente.
And we don't do the word.
Y no lo hacemos.
Listen, youth. Not that we just read the word.
No es simplemente la palabra.
We hear the word.
Escuchar la palabra.
In James, he says that we must be hearers and doers of the word.
Santiago dice no simplemente oidores, sino hacedores de la palabra.
Is there anyone that is a doer of the word in the house of God
today? ¿Hay alguien que es un hacedor de la palabra de Dios?
Correct fear leads us to believe that He is who He says He is.
La correcta temor es creer lo que Él dice que Él es.
That He sees everything and He hears everything.
Que Él ve todo y oye todo.
That He has the final say in our life.
Que Él tiene la última palabra en nuestra vida.
Brothers, I want to say this.
Hermano, quiero decir esto.
The word fear does mean fear.
El temor es temor.
So while the word fear means reverence,
aunque temor es reverencia,
respect,
es respeto,
honor,
es honra,
a deep humbling ourselves before Him,
es humillarnos delante de Él,
it still means fear.
Todavía significa temor.
I'll break that down a little bit.
Y lo quiero romper aún más.
Let's look at what Jesus says in Luke.
Vamos
chapter 12,
lo que Jesús dice en Lucas capítulo 12,
4 through 5,
versículo 4 al 5.
And we should have it up on the board in just a minute.
Lucas 12, 4 y 5.
So as I'm reading, just follow along if your primary language is Spanish.
Estoy leyendo, pues sigan en
Forgive me.
Perdóneme.
I am not fluent enough to preach in Spanish.
No se me hace fácil predicar.
Some would say my Spanish is a little suspect.
El español es sospechoso.
Sospechoso. Jesus says this in Luke chapter 12.
Lucas 12.
I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after the body has been killed, has authority to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. We don't hear that too much anymore today,
no,
do we?
Muchas veces no escuchamos eso.
We don't hear the fact that hell is a real place, do we?
No escuchamos de que el
because
infierno
we want a Jesus
verdadero, porque queremos que Jesús
that is all about love, 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 love.
Que es amor, amor, amor.
We want a Jesus
queremos un Jesús
that says,
que dice,
come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest.
A todo lo que estén cansado, yo
and he says that.
Y él lo dice.
We want a God that is love.
Un Dios que es amor.
But we do not want a God that is justice.
Y no queremos un Dios que es justicia.
That has perfect right justice.
Que hace justicia verdadera.
A God that has wrath.
Un Dios que tiene ira.
A God that hates evil.
Que odia la maldad.
A God that not is going to send you to hell just because he wants to.
Un Dios que no quiere mandarte para el infierno porque simplemente quiere mandarte.
No.
No.
But it's that we decide. We have the decision to
nosotros
make on this side of eternity.
Tenemos la decisión de hacer en este lado de la eternidad.
And he gives us grace.
Y nos da gracia.
And that time is now.
Y ese tiempo es ahora.
The time to be saved is today.
Hoy es el día de salvación.
We cannot play games with God, church.
No podemos jugar juego con el con el.
If you're in the house tonight and you're an unbeliever,
si tú estás en la casa y es un incrédulo,
we welcome you.
Te damos bienvenida.
We're grateful that you're here today.
Y le damos gracias porque estás aquí.
But I'm here to tell you,
pero estoy aquí para
decirte, there's a real God
que hay un Dios verdadero
that loves you,
que te ama,
that he died for you,
que murió por ti,
and he's coming again.
Y viene nuevamente.
And he's a God of love.
Y es un Dios de amor.
But he's also a God of justice and wrath.
Pero es un Dios de ira y justicia.
And Jesus says, I tell you to fear him.
Y Jesús dice, yo te digo que lo teme.
Being afraid of people or giving men the respect and obedience that is owed to God.
Dándole al hombre el temor y obediencia que se le pertenece a Dios.
And God alone.
Y Dios solamente.
Leads to deception.
Llega a la decepción.
It leads to entanglement.
Nos lleva a envolvernos.
And ultimately death.
Y últimamente muerte.
We must give the proper fear to God alone.
Debemos dar el temor correctamente
and
a
not
Dios
to man.
Y solamente a él y no al hombre.
This is why I read the verse in Proverbs earlier. It says.
Por eso yo leí el verso en Proverbios que dice.
The fear of man lays a snare.
El temor al hombre nos da una trampa.
The writer of Proverbs is saying that it's a trap.
Él dice que es una trampa. El que escribió el libro de
Proverbios. But whoever trusts in the Lord,
pero el que confía en el Señor,
is safe.
Está seguro.
Listen to what the psalmist wrote.
El salmista escribe.
In Psalm 119:120.
En Salmo 119:120.
My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Is there anyone in the house
¿Hay alguien en la casa
this morning
esta mañana
that is afraid of his judgments?
Que tiene temor a su
I want to stop there for just a minute or so.
Y quiero detenerme ahí por un minuto.
While I said we shouldn't be afraid of God,
mientras yo digo que no tenemos que tener miedo a Dios,
we should not be afraid to draw near to him.
No tenemos que tener miedo a acercarnos a él.
The Bible says that if we draw near to God,
la Biblia dice que si nos acercamos
he will draw
a Dios,
near to us.
Él se acercará a nosotros.
That if we humble ourselves,
que si nos humillamos,
he will exalt us.
Él nos exaltará.
We should not be scared of God.
No tenemos que tenerle miedo a Dios.
We should be able to freely say, Lord, save me.
Debemos decir con libertad, Señor, sálvame.
Humble ourselves.
Humillarnos.
Lord, I need you.
Señor, te necesito.
But at the same time,
pero la misma vez,
we that serve God,
nosotros que le servimos a Dios,
we that call ourselves Christians,
que nos llamamos cristianos,
we that call ourselves servants of the Lord,
que nos llamamos siervos del Señor,
we should be very careful,
tenemos que tener mucho cuidado,
in the way that we act,
de la forma que actuamos,
in the way that we speak about others,
de la forma que hablamos de otro,
in the way that we are with the unbeliever,
de forma que somos con los que no son creyentes,
because they are watching,
porque nos están velando.
And God is watching.
Y Dios nos está velando.
And at the same time, while I should not be afraid to draw near to God, listen to me, youth.
Jóvenes, escuchen.
We shouldn't be afraid to draw near to God.
No tenemos que tener miedo acercarnos a Dios.
But if you call yourself a believer,
pero si te llama creyente,
I should be concerned.
Debo de tener, está preocupado.
I should be afraid.
Tengo que tener temor.
Of disobeying God's word.
De desobedecer la palabra del Señor.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because it draws me away from God.
Porque me separa de Dios.
It damages our relationship.
Nos rompe esa relación.
Sin el damages our relationship.
Nos daña nuestra relación.
When we continue in that habitual sin.
Cuando continuamos en ese pecado continuamente.
It draws us to go away from God.
Nos separa de Dios.
And I should be afraid of offending God.
Y tengo que tener miedo de ofender a Dios.
I should be afraid of offending what His Word says.
Y ofendiendo lo que dice su palabra.
That His judgments are real.
Sus juicios son verdaderos.
That His Word is true.
Que su palabra es verdadera.
There are several passages in one of my favorite books, the book, the Gospel of John.
Y hay muchos pasajes en el libro de Juan, uno de mis favoritos.
I'll be reading these really quickly.
Y lo voy a leer rápidamente.
So please, bear with me and follow along.
Y siguen conmigo.
It'll be in the book of John, chapter 12.
Juan 12.
Verse 42, if you're taking notes.
42.
John chapter 9.
Juan
22.
9:22.
And John chapter 7, verse 13.
Y Juan 7:13.
John 12:42. Nevertheless, many did believe in him, even among the rulers. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, so that they would not be banned from the synagogue. John 9. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. This was after Jesus healed a man of blindness.
Después que el Señor sanó un hombre de ser ciego.
The parents knew what their son had as an illness.
Y los padres sabían qué enfermedad tuvo, tenía.
That he was blind from birth.
De que era ciego de nacimiento.
The Jews hated.
Y los judíos odiaban.
The idea.
La idea.
That Jesus could be the Messiah.
De que Jesús era el Mesías.
That he was a man.
Que era un hombre.
Messiah.
Hombre Mesías.
And God.
Y Dios.
And that he healed this blind man.
Y que sanó al hombre ciego.
John 7:13. Yet no one would speak publicly about him. For what? For fear of the Jews. The fear of man.
El temor, el miedo del hombre.
Lays a snare.
Hace una trampa.
A trap.
Es una trampa.
But he who trusts in the Lord,
pero el que confía en el Señor,
is safe.
Está seguro.
Brothers, John makes it clear in these three verses.
Hermanos, Juan hace claro en estos tres versículos.
That these people,
que estas personas,
they were leaders among the Pharisees.
Eran líderes entre los fariseos.
Yet they believed.
Sin embargo, creyeron.
But they stayed quiet.
Pero se quedaron callados.
Their tongue was silenced.
Su lengua estaba silenciosa.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Fear.
Por temor, por miedo.
Is there anyone in the house?
¿Habrá alguien en la casa?
That has stayed quiet.
Que se han quedado callados.
That has felt handicapped.
Que se sienten incapaces.
That has been silenced.
Que están silencioso.
Feel you're trapped.
Está en una trampa. Trapa.
Because you fear.
Trapeado. ¿Por qué? Porque tiene miedo.
These people,
y estas personas,
had a fear of man.
Tenían miedo de hombre.
That was greater.
Que era más grande.
Than the fear of God.
Que el temor de Dios.
It crippled them. It crippled their belief.
Lo hizo incapaz.
They feared the Pharisees.
Tenían miedo de los fariseos.
It says in John 12:42.
En Juan 12:42.
For fear of the Pharisees, they did not confess it.
Por temor de los fariseos no lo confesaban.
So that they would not be put out of the synagogue.
Para no ser expulsado de la sinagoga.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Verse 43.
Versículo 43.
It says that they loved the glory that comes from man.
Amaban la gloria que venía del hombre.
More than the glory that comes from God.
Más de la que la gloria que viene de Dios.
Is there anyone that ever felt like that? In
¿Hay
the
alguien
house?
Que se ha sentido así aquí en la casa?
Is there anyone that has felt that we had to please man?
Que tenemos que complacer a los hombres?
Because if it brings temporary comfort.
Porque trae, nos sentimos cómodo con ello.
And not please God.
Y no agradar a Dios.
Has anyone felt ashamed?
O se han sentido avergonzado.
Scared.
Con miedo.
Worried.
Preocupado.
That someone.
De que hay alguien.
Would reject us.
No va a rechazar.
That someone.
Que alguien.
Would throw us out.
Nos eche fuera.
Because we proclaim Jesus.
Porque proclamamos a Jesús.
Listen up, children.
Escucha, niños.
We're raising you. We're teaching you in the ways of the Lord.
Lo estamos levantando en el Señor.
In this world that we live in.
En este mundo en que
children,
vivimos.
Youth.
Niños, jóvenes.
And mature people.
Personas maduras.
I fear to call some people old.
Yo tengo temor de llamar a alguien viejo.
I fear my elders. I respect
tengo
them.
Respeto a
I don't
los
want
mayores.
To call them old.
No lo quiero llamar
because
viejo.
One day I might become
porque un día yo
mature.
Voy a llegar a ser maduro.
Fear caused them to be more worried
el temor causó que fueran, tuvieran más preocupación
about what man thinks
de lo que piensa el hombre
than to be worried about what God thinks.
De tener temor de lo que Dios diga.
This phrase,
y esta frase,
being banned or put out of the synagogue,
ser expulsado de la sinagoga,
what does it mean?
¿Qué quiere decir?
What is that? Being afraid, excuse me,
miedo?
Being banned, or put out of the synagogue.
O echado fuera de la sinagoga. Expulsado.
The Pharisees threatened them with this.
Los fariseos lo amenazaban.
They came into an agreement amongst each other.
Y había un acuerdo entre ellos.
To excommunicate.
Para expulsar.
To bring separation.
Y traer separación.
From them.
De ellos.
And the other people.
Y de las otras gentes.
They were part of the religious connection.
Que era parte de la conexión religiosa.
With those who worshipped God in the temple, in the synagogue.
En aquellos que adoraban a Dios en la sinagoga, en el templo.
Anyone that proclaimed Jesus as Messiah.
Y el que proclamaba a Jesús como el Mesías.
Out.
Fuera.
He's not the one.
Él es, no, él no es.
Who are you to say Jesus
¿Quién eres tú para decir que Jesús
is Messiah?
El
How dare you, youth?
¿Cómo te atreves, joven, a decir
How
eso?
Do you know that?
¿Cómo tú sabes eso?
Why do you believe that garbage?
¿Y por qué creen esa basura?
That is not the truth.
Esa no es la verdad.
Our word and our God tells us different.
La palabra y Dios nos dice diferente.
To be put out of the synagogue.
Ser expulsado de la
was to be shunned.
Es ser echado fuera totalmente.
Was to be rejected.
Es ser rechazado.
And eventually kicked out of the community.
Y ser echado fuera de la comunidad.
Which at this time was a very important part of the early first century Jew.
Que era bien importante a los judíos en el primer siglo.
Is it not the same today with us, brothers?
No es lo mismo con nosotros.
Is it not similar today, brothers?
No es lo mismo hoy día.
The devil is using people.
El diablo está usando gente.
He's using social pressures.
Está usando la presiones de las
He's using
sociales.
The fear of man.
O el temor de Dios, de
to
hombre.
To keep us silent.
Para mantenernos silenciosos.
To keep our mouths shut.
Para quedarnos callados.
To keep us silent to witnessing to the world that needs Jesus.
Para mantenernos silenciosos, hablarle a aquellas personas que necesitan a Jesús.
The fear of man is a snare.
El temor al hombre es una trampa.
Because it gives a false sense of safety or security.
Porque das un sentido de seguridad falsa.
It makes us believe,
y no hace creer,
that when all men,
que cuando todo hombre,
the world,
el mundo,
people,
las personas,
men and women,
hombres y mujeres,
are happy with us,
están contentos con nosotros,
we are at peace with them,
estamos en paz con ellos,
that we're safe.
Entonces estamos seguros.
But it's actually a trap.
Pero es una trampa.
Because the word says,
porque la palabra dice,
that whoever trusts in the Lord,
porque confía en el Señor,
will be safe.
Será seguro.
But when we're fearing the man,
pero cuando tenemos temor al hombre,
who are we trusting in?
¿En quién estamos confiando?
Are we trusting in man?
¿Estamos confiando en el hombre?
Or are we trusting in God?
¿O estamos confiando en Dios?
Are we trusting in the God that says, I will never leave you nor forsake you?
¿Estamos confiando en el Dios que dice yo nunca te desampararé?
Or are we trusting in man?
¿O estamos confiando en el hombre?
That says,
que dice,
good job.
Está haciendo un buen trabajo.
Good job.
Buen trabajo.
You don't talk about Jesus.
Tú no hablas de Jesús.
I like you.
A mí me agrada.
You're a good guy.
Tú eres un buen hombre.
You're friends with me.
Tú eres amigo conmigo.
And we go.
Y dice, hacemos.
I have friends in my workplace.
Amigos en el lugar de trabajo.
I have friends in my school.
Tengo amigos en la escuela.
The desire to be viewed by the world as progressive.
El deseo que debe ser visto al mundo como progresivo.
Enlightened.
Personas que son brillantes.
Tolerant.
Tolerantes.
Or politically correct.
O correctamente, políticamente hablando.
How many of us feel that way?
¿Cuántos de nosotros nos sentimos así?
That we have to walk on eggshells.
Que tenemos que caminar como sobre cáscara de huevo.
When we're talking around certain other people.
Cuando estamos hablando alrededor de otros.
How many of us feel that way?
¿Cuántos nos sentimos así?
The fear of man.
El temor al hombre.
No. Is there no one in the church? I know I'm talking to
no
somebody.
No habrá nadie en la iglesia. Yo sé que estoy hablando con alguien.
Maybe it's not you. Maybe you go, no, that's not me.
Quizá puede decir no soy
at
yo.
All. Praise God.
Praise God.
I thank God for that.
Yo le doy gracias a Dios por eso.
But I'll tell you what.
Pero déjame decirte algo.
There are people that believe.
Hay personas que creen.
That are silent.
Pero se mantienen silenciosos.
There are people that are followers of Christ.
Hay muchos que siguen al Señor.
That are fearing
Cristo.
Man.
Pero temen al hombre.
And we're living in a time where we need to not fear man,
donde no tenemos
but
que tener
we need to fear God.
Hombre, pero tenemos que tener temor a Dios.
There's a need to be liked.
Es una, hay una necesidad de que nos quieran y que nos acepten.
That has become more important,
que es más importante,
than believing the word of God.
Que creer en la palabra de Dios.
Than proclaiming the word of God.
De proclamar la
than proclaiming Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Proclamando a Jesús como Señor y Salvador.
So what do we fear?
¿Y qué es lo que tenemos temor?
This is why I wanted to sort of direct this message to the children that are in the house today.
Y quería dirigirme a los niños que están en la casa hoy.
The youth that we are in the that are in the house today.
A los jóvenes que están en la casa hoy.
What do we fear?
¿Qué es lo que tenemos temor?
We fear that they will mock us.
Tenemos temor que vayan a hacernos burla.
We fear that they will destroy our reputation.
Que van a dañar nuestra reputación.
We fear that they will stop being friends of ours in school.
Tenemos temor de que van a dejar de ser nuestros amigos.
We fear that they will make fun of us.
Temor de que van a hablar de nosotros.
Can I be honest with you?
¿Puedo ser honesto con ustedes?
Youth, is that all right?
Jóvenes.
Is that okay? Children, is that, can
niños,
I be honest?
¿Puedo ser honesto, niños?
They will make fun of you.
Te van a hacer burla.
They'll say that you're being brainwashed.
Te van a decir que te están lavando el cerebro.
Huh? They'll say that.
Van a decir eso.
But you know what?
Pero sabe algo.
Sin infects our heart and our mind. We need to be brainwashed.
Tenemos que ser.
We need our brain to be washed. We need our brain to be cleaned. We need our heart to be washed and cleaned by the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of God.
Y la palabra de Dios.
maybe adults, mature people.
Adultos, personas maduras.
We fear that they will be fired from our jobs.
Temor de que nos van a botar de nuestro trabajo.
I work in a progressive.
Porque trabajo en un lugar progresivo.
I work in a modern.
En un lugar moderno.
Place where the culture is different.
Donde la cultura es diferente.
And we don't talk about those things.
Y no hablamos de esas cosas.
And you shouldn't talk about it either.
Y tú no debes de hablar de eso
and
tampoco.
You shouldn't either.
Ni tú tampoco.
And you can't talk about that.
Y tú no puedes hablar de eso.
So what do we do?
¿Y qué hacemos?
We fear.
Tenemos miedo, temor.
We crumble.
Nos humillamos.
We tremble.
Temblamos.
But do we tremble?
Pero temblamos.
Before God.
Ante Dios.
Do we tremble?
Temblamos.
At the word of God.
Ante la palabra de Dios.
Is there anyone in the house?
¿Habrá alguien en la casa?
That fears his name.
Que teme su nombre.
John the Baptist said that I must decrease.
Juan Bautista dice, es necesario
so that
que yo
he may increase.
Para que él crezca.
Our whole life is not ours anymore, church.
Toda nuestra
it
vida
doesn't
no,
belong
no pertenece
to you.
A nosotros. No te pertenece a ti.
Paul said that
Pablo dice,
it is no longer I that lives,
mas yo no vivo,
but Christ that lives
pero
in me.
Cristo que
and
vive
the life
en
that
mí.
I now live,
y la vida que
I live
ahora,
by faith in the Son of God,
la vivo en la fe
who
en
loved me
Señor Jesucristo,
and
no me
cared
amó.
For me. And gave his life
y dio su vida por mí.
To fear God is to have an allegiance to him.
Es tener una alancia hacia él.
To his instructions.
En sus instrucciones.
And ultimately, that allegiance and
y
to his instruction
que tenemos a él y sus instrucciones
causes us to change, church.
Nos causa un cambio, iglesia.
Our values,
nuestros valores.
Our beliefs,
nuestras creencias.
Our convictions,
nuestras convicciones.
And our behaviors,
y nuestra forma de actitud.
A true believer,
un verdadero creyente,
can be defined as one who trembles before God.
Uno que tiembla delante de Dios.
One who stands in awe.
Uno que se tiembla, se para delante del Señor en maravilla.
Of his word.
De su palabra.
Can I get real with the church before I finish? I'm about to wrap up.
Con la iglesia antes
can
de
I
terminar.
Can I get real for a second?
¿Y puedo ser real, iglesia?
Can I potentially offend you?
Posiblemente lo vaya a ofender.
But not to offend you,
pero no
to hurt you.
Para herirte.
But to confront something that
pero
perhaps may be wrong in your heart.
Confrontar algo que posiblemente
that may be wrong in my
corazón.
Heart.
Que esté mal en mi corazón.
Can I do that?
¿Lo
is that
hacer?
Okay? Is someone going to say, is that all right?
¿Está bien, iglesia?
As I said earlier, the fear of the Lord is a deep reverence for God.
El temor de Dios es una reverencia profunda en el Señor.
What does that mean?
¿Y qué quiere decir eso?
A deep respect for God.
Un respeto profundo en el Señor.
Does it mean that we just respect God as we respect man?
¿Quiere decir que respetamos a Dios como respetamos al hombre?
Like if the president walked in through the door, we would have this deep honor and respect
como
for him.
Si el presidente entrando por la puerta tuviera un
I know he's a little bit suspect, but
que es sospechoso.
I mean, his position, his high authority,
pero su posición,
his position,
su autoridad,
we would respect him as president.
Lo respetamos como presidente.
To fear the Lord,
el temer a Dios,
is to obey all that he says to do.
Es obedecer todo lo que diga que tengamos que hacer.
But can I make it a little more practical in the church?
¿Y lo puedo hacer un poquito más práctico en la iglesia?
I'll start with the children. I'll make it easy. I'll
comienzo
make it easy.
Con los
Let
niños.
Me start with the children. I'm gonna get to the adults.
Comienzo con los niños.
Children.
Niños.
Youth.
Jóvenes.
To fear the Lord,
el temer a Dios,
is to obey your parents.
Es obedecer a sus padres.
How many parents can say amen?
¿Cuántos de los padres pueden decir amén?
How many children can say amen?
¿Cuántos niños pueden decir amén?
How many youth can say amen?
¿Cuántos jóvenes pueden decir amén?
So when your parents say to do something,
y cuando tus padres digan que haga algo,
we should trust and believe,
debemos de confiar y creer,
that it's in our best, in their best interest, our best interest,
nuestro mejor beneficio.
That they know what they're saying,
que ellos saben lo que están diciendo,
and that we should obey them,
y lo obedecemos.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because God said so.
Porque Dios lo dijo.
In his word.
En su palabra.
God commands it in his word.
Dios nos manda su palabra.
No? Is that true?
Es verdadero.
And in doing so,
y en el hacerlo,
we fear God.
Tememos a Dios.
We're trusting that His word is true, and I should do
estamos
that.
Confiando que su palabra
it
es verdadera,
holds
y lo tengo
value
que hacer. Toma valor
to change my life.
Para cambiar mi vida.
I should fear God.
Tengo que temer a Dios.
In a way that I fear my parents.
En la forma que yo tengo temor a mis padres.
Not that I'm scared of my parents.
No que le tengo miedo.
But I know.
Pero yo sé.
I don't know about nowadays.
Yo sé cómo
but I know that when I was raised, my mother is here to testify.
Yo sé que cuando me criaba mi mamá,
that if mommy and papi said something,
que si mamá y papi decían
I knew
algo,
better not to do so.
Yo sabía que no tenía que hacerlo.
Now I was hard-headed.
Y yo era cabecido,
and I didn't do so sometimes.
Y muchas veces no lo hacía.
And I got the chancleta.
And I would get the sandal.
Fear of judgment.
El temor del juicio.
Fear of repercussions.
De los resultados.
If I don't follow, obey,
si no
fear my parents, respect my parents.
Respetar a mis padres.
Something that we don't see too much today, do we?
Cosa que no vemos hoy día.
There's a repercussion after that.
Que hay,
I know I have to finish up. Husbands and men.
Esposos y hombres.
And church.
Iglesia.
To fear God.
El temer a Dios.
Is to love and respect your wife.
Es amar y respetar a su esposa.
To take care of her.
Es cuidarla.
To honor her.
Es honrarla.
To treat her well.
Es cuidar de ella.
Why?
Tratarla bien.
Because God said so.
Porque Dios lo dijo.
And in not doing so,
y el no hacerlo,
there's repercussions.
Hay consecuencias.
The Bible says in James,
en Juan,
that it can hinder our prayers.
Que es no, de, nos
detiene depending how we treat our wives, church.
Dependiendo cómo tratamos nuestras esposas.
If you're harsh with them,
si eres cruel con ellas.
If you're nasty with them,
si la trata mal.
If you disrespect them,
si la le falta respeto.
God might not answer your prayers.
Dios no va a escuchar.
Is there anyone that fears God?
Habrá alguien que le tiene temor a Dios.
When you come to church,
cuando lleguen a la iglesia,
should you just laxy-daisy come in?
Entra como si nada.
Relaxed.
Relajado.
I'm about to get serious. This is the part.
Me voy a poner serio. Esta es la parte.
Be ready.
Esté listo.
Be ready. And when you are in church,
y cuando está en la iglesia,
I don't have it on me. I'm not talking about the ones that are recording the message, recording the service. Thank you, Pastor. Yeah?
Here it is.
When we're in church,
y cuando estamos en la iglesia,
and you're in the pews as you are now,
y está sentado en su banco,
oh,
su silla.
Fulano texts me.
Oh, somebody just texts me.
I gotta answer back.
Tengo que contestarle.
Someone liked my Facebook picture.
Alguien le gustó el retrato en Facebook.
I gotta see who it is, right?
Tengo que ver quién es.
Someone liked my Instagram picture.
Alguien le gustó mi retrato.
I gotta check it out.
Tengo que chequearlo.
I gotta see.
Tengo que ver.
Where I'm gonna take my family.
¿Dónde voy a llevar mi familia?
To go eat after church.
A comer después del culto.
Thank you, Pastor. Is there any fear of God in the house of God?
Because en la casa del Dios,
we understand
porque entendemos
that someone is preaching the word of God,
que alguien está predicando la palabra de
and
Dios,
God's word holds value.
Y la palabra de Dios toma valor,
and that when God speaks,
y que cuando Dios
he
habla,
speaks clearly.
Él habla claramente,
and it's to cause us to change.
Y nos causa
but
cambio.
How can we hear what God is saying?
¿Y cómo escuchar, podemos escuchar lo que Dios está diciendo?
if we're on our phones.
Si estamos en nuestros teléfonos.
In church.
En la iglesia.
We fear God.
Tememos a Dios.
Not because we're scared of him.
No porque le tenemos miedo.
We fear God out of love.
Tememos
because
a Dios
he loved us first.
Porque él nos amó a nosotros
and that
primero.
He died for us.
Y murió por nosotros.
So that we could have eternal life.
Para que tuviéramos vida eterna.
Isaiah 11.
Isaías 11.
And this one I'll open my Bible for. This is where I'm going to end.
Versículo 1 al 3.
If you want to join me.
Si quieres unirte conmigo.
Excellent.
Isaías 11.
Isaiah 11, 1 through 3.
1 al 3.
And we'll have it up on the screen. I'll have.
Vamos a tener la proyectora.
Yeah, we'll just put it up on the screen. Isaiah 11.
Isaías 11.
Says, verse 1, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse. And a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. This is a prophecy of the Messiah to come.
Es una profecía del Mesías que habría de venir.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Jesucristo, nuestro Señor y Salvador.
There's so much here to unpack. I don't have the time to do so.
No tengo tiempo para,
for the sake of time,
para hablar,
I'll just land on verse 3.
Y voy a detenerme en versículo 3.
Where it says that Jesus is the light.
Jesús es la luz.
Will be no, his delight. Delight, how would you say delight? Delicia?
Delicia. Deleite.
Would be in the fear of the Lord.
Es en el temor de Jehová.
So church,
iglesia,
brothers and sisters,
hermanos y hermanas,
children and youth,
jóvenes y niños.
I'd like if we all today would take a moment to confront ourselves.
Quisiera que tomaran un momento para confrontarnos a nosotros mismos.
Ask yourself.
Y pregúntate.
Is there a fear of God in me?
¿Habrá temor de Dios en mí?
Is there a fear of the Lord in me?
¿Hay temor del Señor en mí?
When I act,
cuando actúo,
and react,
y cuando reacciono.
When I talk,
cuando hablo,
when I listen,
y cuando escucho.
When I come to church,
cuando llego a la iglesia,
when I leave church,
y cuando me voy de la iglesia,
when I go to work,
cuando voy al trabajo,
when I come home to be with my family,
y cuando llego a mi hogar para estar con mi familia,
is my delight,
está mi delicia,
in the fear of the Lord,
en el temor del Señor,
is it a pleasure and a joy,
es un placer y un gozo,
for me to fear God,
para yo tener temor a Dios.
As I said earlier, the Lord is up to something.
Yo sé que el Señor está para hacer algo.
In this church.
En esta iglesia.
And as the whole church universally.
Y como en toda la iglesia universalmente.
But I'm afraid.
Pero tengo miedo, temor.
That in many churches around the world.
Que muchas iglesias alrededor del
specifically
mundo,
here in the U.S.
Específicamente en aquí los Estados Unidos.
There is no fear of God.
No hay temor a Dios.
Perhaps because we don't understand it.
Posiblemente porque no lo entendemos.
Perhaps because we don't want to understand it.
Posiblemente porque no queremos entenderlo.
Because it would cause us to live righteously.
Porque nos vas a causar a vivir una vida justa.
Because it would cause us to live to a higher standard.
Y vivir un estándar más alto.
Because it would cause us to leave our sin.
Va a causar que dejemos nuestro pecado.
Because it would cause us to lay our life down for the gospel.
Porque va a causar que demos, entreguemos nuestra vida para el evangelio.
And I know we have many mature believers here today.
Yo sé que hay muchos creyentes maduros aquí.
Mature in the faith.
Maduros en la fe.
Not in age.
No en edad.
Many of us here have been in the faith for many years.
Y muchos han estado en la fe por
muchos años. And I know that you love God.
Y yo sé que aman a Dios.
But I know there's also many of us here today.
Pero yo sé que hay muchos que están aquí hoy.
Some of you, which we never see you.
Y algunos que muchas veces no los vemos.
The church, the other day, someone was telling me, is only packed on Easter's and on Christmas.
Que siempre la iglesia se llena en el día del tiempo de Pascua y las Navidades.
Why is that?
Y es por qué es eso.
Why do we only come to church on Easter and Christmas twice a year?
Dos veces al año, en la Pascua y en las Navidades.
Is there any fear of the Lord?
¿Habrá temor de Dios?
Coming to church, attendance to church does not save you.
El venir a la iglesia, atender la iglesia, no te va a salvar.
Nope. It does not.
No te salva.
Salvation is by faith through grace alone.
Salvación es por la gracia, por
and in the person solamente. Of Jesus Christ
y en
alone.
La persona de Jesucristo solamente. Hallelujah.
But being part of the body of Christ,
pero ser parte del cuerpo de Cristo,
being part of going to church,
y ser parte de venir a la iglesia,
and serving God,
y sirviendo al Señor,
is part of our sanctification.
Es parte de nuestra santificación.
It doesn't save us,
no nos salva,
but it's part of the walk.
Pero es parte de nuestro caminar.
God commands it of us.
Y Dios demanda de eso de nosotros.
Never to stop congregating.
Nunca dejemos de congregarnos.
So church, as we leave here today,
iglesia, mientras nosotros salimos,
I want you to leave with this question on your heart.
Quiero que valga, vaya con esta pregunta en tu
corazón. Do I fear God?
¿Le tengo temor a Dios?
Or do I fear man?
¿O le tengo temor al hombre?
Do I trust God?
¿Confío en Dios?
Or am I trusting in man?
¿O estoy confiando en el hombre?
We must obey God, church.
Tenemos que obedecer a Dios, iglesia.
We need to fear God, church.
Tenemos que tener temor a Dios, iglesia.
We must go back to the old times.
Tenemos que ir a la senda antigua.
In the early church.
En la iglesia antigua.
In the book of Acts, they said, we must obey God.
En el libro de Hechos dice, tenemos que obedecer a Dios.
Rather than obey man.
Antes del hombre.
When it comes to.
Cuando tiene que ver.
Disrespecting our Lord.
Faltándole respeto a nuestro Señor.
And neglecting the scriptures.
Y descuidándonos de la escritura.
Not that we don't respect man.
No es que no respetamos al
hombre. Or authority, because we do.
O la autoridad, porque sí lo hacemos.
But when it comes to God.
Pero cuando tiene que ver con Dios.
Jesus Christ.
Jesucristo.
And man.
Y el hombre.
It must be God and Jesus.
Tiene que ser Dios
always.
Y Jesús siempre.
So I leave that question with you to. Church, do you fear God?
¿Le tiene temor a Dios?
Search the scriptures.
Escudriña la escritura.
Be a good Berean, like those that were in Berea in the book of Acts.
Berea.
It says that the Bereans searched the scriptures day and night.
Escudraban la escritura día y noche.
To see if what Paul was saying was true.
Para ver si lo que decía Pablo era verdadero.
Church, we need to read our Bibles.
Iglesia, tenemos que leer nuestra la Biblia.
Is there any fear of God in the house tonight?
¿Habrá temor
this afternoon?
En la casa de Dios en esta tarde.
I love you guys.
Los
it's
amos.
An honor to share the word with you.
Es un honor compartir la palabra
and
con
my
ustedes.
Prayer and hope
y oración y mi esperanza
is that each and every one of us,
es que cada uno
not
de nosotros,
some of us,
no algunos,
not the ones that are leaders,
no los líderes solamente,
not the ones that are pastors,
no los pastores,
but that every believer in Christ,
pero cada creyente en Cristo Jesús,
would fear God,
le tenga temor a Dios,
fear His word,
teme su palabra,
obey God,
obedezca a Dios,
and not fear man,
y no tener temor al hombre.
Thank you, church.
Gracias, iglesia. Aleluya, gracias, 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 gracias. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Beautiful work. Beautiful work.
Aleluya, gracias, Señor. Thank you, Lord Jesus.